Who do we notice? It's easy to see the clarity here, where, of course, the man outside, Lazarus outside this rich man's door, of course, he should have been noticed by the owner of the house. But I don't think that's the point of the story. I think rather it's a question for each one of us. Who do we notice in our lives? Who do we pay attention to? Who is it that we grasp in terms of needing to do something to reach out in their suffering? Do we notice the poor? Do we see the homeless? Do we in our lives recognize in those people that come into our lives each and every day, people that are suffering? Their sores may not be obvious, but they still exist. Who is it that we notice in our lives? In many ways, that's a key part of the season of Lent. This almsgiving is not simply about giving financial resources, although that is important. It is about giving more than that. It is about giving our attention, about noticing the person of Christ, not just in the people we like, but in the people who are desperate, in the people with whom we do not get along, in people that we have sharp disagreements with. We don't get to pick and choose who it is that is made in the image and likeness of God. We only get to pick and choose whether we will embrace the message of Jesus in our lives by the way in which we interact with others. Who do we notice?